This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Facebook has released some new tools aimed at better protecting users' privacy. One will enable users to see and delete their browsing history. Another is an updated download tool for users to check on how much data the company has on them. We'll talk about these tools with the Wall Street Journal's Katie Bindley. But first, here are some top tech stories. Apple was in focus late Tuesday. The company reported better-than-expected earnings and revenue for its fiscal second quarter. Apple's profit rose 14%, while revenue jumped 16% to $61.1 billion. The top line was driven by solid iPhone sales combined with continued strong growth in Apple's services business. The Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle said the report helped to ease concerns about slowing sales of the iPhone.
There had been a lot of jitters going into this earnings report, in part because of alarms set off by some of Apple's suppliers who warned that the smartphone marketplace was really maturing. But what Apple showed here is that it continues to expect a strong quarter in June, and that should beat back some of the analyst concerns that had bubbled up and percolated over the past month and a half.
Apple also announced it was buying back an additional $100 billion in its stock. Betting big on Bitcoin. Billionaire Peter Thiel's venture capital firm is backing a startup that aims to bring Wall Street electronic trading expertise to the Bitcoin market, a bet that cryptocurrencies will continue to gain mainstream popularity. Sources say that Mr. Thiel's firm, Founders Fund, is among the investors in the early stage startup called Tagomi Systems. Tagomi expects to be the Bitcoin version of a broker dealer, executing orders to buy or sell cryptocurrencies on behalf of wealthy individuals and family offices. Tagomi's co-founders are said to include Greg Tusar, the former head of electronic trading at Goldman Sachs. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the company will launch a new dating feature on its platform. It marks an unexpected push into a new business, even as the social media giant battles questions about how it handles user data. Speaking at Facebook's annual developers conference, Mr. Zuckerberg said the new feature will require users to opt in and will be built with privacy in mind. He said 200 million Facebook users identify as single and stressed that the feature would be designed for building long-term relationships, not just hookups. Mr. Zuckerberg didn't say whether the service would be free. We'll have more on Facebook, which has announced new privacy features. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back. Facebook is continuing efforts to improve its privacy technology. In what the Wall Street Journal calls its boldest privacy tool, Facebook will soon roll out its Clear History tool. Users will be able to see and delete their browsing history. Let's get more on this from Wall Street Journal personal tech reporter Katie Bindley, who's in San Francisco. So, Katie, this means you can wipe out the record of what sites you've visited?
Yeah, it sounds like it. So Mark Zuckerberg put up a post, and the way that he described it is kind of similar to how you might clear your cookies through your browser, this will be a way to clear your browsing history on Facebook. So that would include what you've clicked on, websites you visited. And what he said basically is that after this update comes out, you'll be able to see what information outside apps and websites that you've interacted with have shared with Facebook. And then you can clear the information from your account. And they're saying you're also going to be able to turn off having this information be stored with your account.
Well, what's the caveat here, Katie? Will Facebook still continue to collect this data?
Yeah, it will. So it's still going to collect it. And basically what they've said about that is that they're going to provide apps and websites with aggregated analytics. As an example, they said, you know, we can build reports when we're sent this information so we can tell a developer if their apps are more popular with men or women in a certain age group. And, you know, they say that they can do that without storing the information in a way that's associated with your account. And, you know, they say, as always, we don't tell advertisers who you are, but they will be saying what groups it was more popular with.
Did the press release say this is coming in a couple of months?
It's saying it's going to take a few months in order for them to actually develop it. They also said they will be working with privacy advocates, academics, policymakers, and regulators to get input on it. So yeah, it's going to be a few months before it's actually live. And after that, it'll definitely be interesting to see what it looks like. Sometimes when Facebook will preview something, they give some kind of screenshot of what the tool will look like in your feed. But in this case, they did not include any kind of visuals for us. So that'll be really interesting to see, you know, what it looks like when it comes out, and also what your Facebook experience is like once it comes out. Because one thing that Mark Zuckerberg said in his post is that when you clear your cookies in your browser, it can make parts of your experience worse. You might have to sign back in to every website, and you might have to reconfigure things. The same will be true here. Your Facebook won't be as good while it relearns your preferences. I'm sure maybe some people will find that to be the case, but I'd imagine a lot of people will be happy about this feature.
In the wake of the Cambridge Analytica data sharing scandal, Facebook's been trying to make it easier for users to download their information. Now, the Wall Street Journal says Facebook has begun rolling out an updated tool that lets you download data that you've uploaded and shared over the years. You say the new tool is an improvement, for instance, more categories of information, but the user still has nowhere near everything Facebook has on him or her. What can users download now that they previously couldn't? What are the new categories?
Well, so what's interesting about this is that, so this is, you know, an update to a tool. So basically, I mean, it's technically a new tool, but there was an earlier version of this. And I wrote about this a little over a month ago, you know, with the old version of the tool and downloaded my data. And then I did it again with the new tool.
It was double the data that you had.
The file is larger. The interesting thing, though, is that there is no new information in the download tool that wasn't accessible otherwise somewhere else. So, for example, for years now, you've been able to see in your activity log what your search, like who you've searched for and posts that you've commented on and liked and things like that. So now this is in your download file as well. But it's not like this is new information that you never had access to before. So what Facebook's done, they've definitely improved the tool in the sense that when you go to download it, you can now check boxes of what you want to download and what you don't want to download, which is kind of a nice feature. So if you don't care about, for example, downloading your pictures or whatever, then you don't have to do that and you can uncheck that box. It's more like user-friendly, and they've recategorized and repackaged some of your information, but there really isn't anything in here that's truly new that Facebook said, like, okay, we didn't let you used to see this and now you can see it. It's just sort of been moved around and made to look nicer, and it's a better experience, but it's just not like, oh, all of a sudden I can see all this stuff that I never was able to see before.
Doesn't the new tool also give the user a more complete list of advertisers that have your contact information?
So it does. What's interesting about this is that there was some kind of bug, apparently, that was making it so that your earlier list was not complete. The details on it are like a little fuzzy in the sense that I don't know exactly what the bug was. I just know that it was showing advertisers with your contact info from a more limited time frame, and now the list is more complete. So like mine went from a month ago, there were 11 advertisers listed in a section that was previously titled advertisers with your contact info. And then in this latest round with the new tool, the language for that section has changed, and it's now called advertisers who uploaded a contact list with your information. And then it includes some additional details that say advertisers who run ads using a contact list they uploaded that includes contact info you shared with them or with one of their data partners. So there's a lot of clarifying language, which is nice, but the number of advertisers in this list, for me, it went from 11 to 201. And I did like a manual count. There were almost 50 entities that I had never even heard of. Like I started trying to Google them and I was just like, okay, there's too many. I'm never going to get through this.
Well, what can you do with that? I mean, it's just a list of advertisers that have your information. It's not something you can be proactive about, is it?
Well, technically, one thing that you can do, so what's a little bit confusing about this is that it's not necessarily that the advertiser itself like has my email address or my phone number. What it might mean in some cases is that they've partnered with someone like Acxiom or Epsilon to sort of consolidate like a customer list in a way. So what you can do, though, is reach out to these big data partners that Facebook and a lot of other companies work with, and then you can basically like reach out to them to talk to them about what information they have and see if they'll get rid of it effectively.
Wall Street Journal personal tech reporter Katie Binley joining us from San Francisco. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.